Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you, Rastafari.
Jump, Rastafari. Jump, Rastafari. Jump, Rastafari.
Yay, 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 yay.
Messianic candle lighting blessing for the Shabbat in the Hebrew and the English tongue. Baruch atah Yahweh Eloheinu melech haolam asher kidishanu b'mitzvotav v'zivanu lehiyot ur lagoyim v'natan lanu et Yehoshua Mishianu Ur Ha'olam. Blessed is Yahweh Almighty, our King of the universe, who sanctifieth I and I, we, Yahweh's people, with his commandments, and commanded I and I, we, Yahweh's people, to be a light to the nations, and who gave to I and I, we, Yahweh's people, Yehoshua, our Messiah, the light of the world.
Messiah, push up the light of them, push up the light of them, push up the light of them, blaze up, the torch. One more.
Messianic candle lighting blessing for the Shabbat in the Hebrew and the English tongue. Baruch atah Yahweh Eloheinu melech haolam asher kidishanu b'mitzvotav v'zivanu lehiyot ur lagoyim v'natan lanu et Yehoshua Mishianu Ur Ha'olam. Blessed is Yahweh Almighty, our King of the universe, who sanctifies I and I, we, Yahweh's people, with his commandments, and commanded I and I, we, Yahweh's people, to be a light to the nations, and who gave to I and I, we, Yahweh's people, Yehoshua, our Messiah, the light of the world.
Some interpret as I have a candle, Ner Li, here for the Shabbat time. Hanukkah has come, right? The festival of lights, of lighting the lights. And here we have the messianic candle lighting blessing that the woman of the house does. Some, according to tradition, like 18 or so minutes before sundown, but the lighting of the lights, just sharing that right there, the Ner Li. I have light right here. Shabbat Shalom, Sendet Salam. And the usual tune that we will, you know, share right here is Desiree will set the flame, sabbatically speaking. Shabbat Shalom, Sendet Salam. Yes, I thank you.
Yeah. gonga drum, ringing out, come out of the people, come, from the pan in your celebration. Some will go on to repatriation. Some will claim the land of Canaan, and of the slave driver, them be a possession. Oh,
let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense.
Send Bet Salam.
Sabbath peace, Sabbath safety, Senbet peace, rest safely, rest. The true rest and peace is in Christos and in Him. Salam.
Besimab, wewelid, wemenfesu kedus, ahadu amlak, ze kedamit, ye kedamit, besenbet ken, meskel abra. Samayin bekoakibit shelleme. Kohulum yilik zahayin asaye. Meskel abra. Samayin bekoakibit shelleme. On the Sabbath eve, the cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars. Of all the sun is seen, the cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars.
Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work which God created and made. These are the generations of the heavens and of the earth when they were created, in the day that the Lord God made the earth and the heavens, and every plant of the field before it was in the earth, and every herb of the field before it grew.
Shabbat.
Attention to the Most High of creation.
remember the fourth commandment until thy kingdom come.
Shabbat, Shabbat, Shabbat.
That's the way it's supposed to be. That's what the Father said we're supposed to do. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by the words that proceeded by him that sits upon the highest throne. From the heaven to the earth, angel and man abstain from work, just as it was from in the first. Why should I divert? Even love forsake vacation, traveling and spending time one-on-one, it's a way of strengthening their union. We should do the same thing with the Almighty One.
Shabbat, Shabbat, Shabbat. Yes, it is a Shabbat day.
Shabbat day.
Shabbat, Shabbat, holy Shabbat. Yes, it is the only day.
Shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it.
The children of Israel shall keep the Sabbath, to observe HaShabbat throughout their generations, a perpetual covenant. It's a sign between me and the children of Israel, the children of Israel forever. For 6 days Jehovah made HaShemayim, the heavens and earth and the earthly plain. And on the seventh day he rested and was refreshed, 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 refreshed. Beni u vein b'nei Yisrael oti le'olam ki shesheta yamin asah Yahuwah. Et ha-shamayim ve-et ha-aretz u-avayom ha-shevi'i shavat shavat vayinafash. It is a sign between I and the sons of Israel. Beini uvein b'nei Yisrael. Ot he, she is a sign. Ot he, he. Beini uvein b'nei Yisrael. Ot he le'olam, 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 le'olam. For she, it is. She is a sign between I and the children of Yisrael. Le'olam. For I have an olam. Ki yashasheta yamim asah Yahuwah. For in 6 days. Ki yashasheta yamim. He who be who he be made, Asah Yahuwah, Jehovah made, Eta HaShemayim, the heavens, Ueta HaAretz, and the earth and the earthly plain, Uvayom HaShavi, and on the seventh day, Uvayom HaShavi, Shavata, He ceased from work. Shavat. Wayinafash. And rested. He rested and was refreshed. Shavat, wayinafash.
Thank Jah, Rastafari. It's Friday. Yay, yay, yay. Yay, yay,
yay. I say Sigabu. Kainatuna Hizvu Bechibret Yemiazemutno. All shall sing as they begin the service. Kedase Sigabu. As they enter the Kedase. Kainatuna Hizvu, the priest and the people, Bechibret in Ainati, Yemiazemutno, shall sing, shall chant, Isis,
princes shall come out of Egypt. Ethiopia shall soon stretch out her hands unto God. Sing unto God, ye kingdoms of the earth. O sing praises unto the Lord. Selah.
Besma'ab, wewild, wemenfes kedus, ahadu, amlak, amlak, amlak.
Psalm 95. O come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving, and make a joyful noise to him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our God, for he is our God, and we are this people of his pasture, and the sheep of his hand. Today, if ye will hear his voice, harden not your heart, as in the provocation, and as in the day of temptation in the wilderness, when your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my work. 40 years long was I grieved with this generation, and said, it is a people that do err in their heart, and they have not known my ways, to whom I swear in my wrath, that they should not enter into my rest.
Psalm 96. O sing to the Yahweh a new song. Sing to the Yahweh all the earth, Aretz. Sing to the Yahweh, bless his name. Show forth his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory, his kibur, among the heathen, his wonders among all people. For the Yahweh is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Yahweh made the Shemayim, the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Give to the Yahweh, you kindred of the people. Give to the Yahweh glory and strength. Give to the Yahweh the glory due to his name. Bring an offering and come to his courts. O worship the Yahweh in the beauty of holiness. Fear before him all the Aretz, all the earth. Say among the heathen that the Yahweh reigneth. The world also shall be established that it shall not be moved. He shall judge the people righteously. Let the Shemayim, let the Semayahweh, let the heavens rejoice, and let the Aretz, the earth, be glad. Let the sea roar, and the fullness thereof. Let the field be joyful, and all that is therein. Then shall all the trees of the wood rejoice before the Yahweh, for he come to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness, and the people with his truth.
Psalms 97. Yahweh Buruku reigneth. Let the earth rejoice, let the multitude of the isles be glad thereof. Clouds and darkness are round about him. Righteousness and judgment are the habitation of his throne. A fire goeth before him and burneth up his enemies round about. His lightnings enlightened the world. The earth saw and trembled. The hills melted like wax at the presence of Yahweh Buruku, at the presence of the master of the whole earth. The heavens declare his righteousness, and all the people see his glory. Confounded be all they that serve graven images, that boast themselves of idols. Worship him, all ye Elohim, Zion heard and was glad, and the daughters of Yehuda rejoiced because of thy judgments, O Yahweh. For thou, Yahweh, Buruku, are high above all the earth. Thou art exalted far above all Elohim. Ye that love Yahweh hate evil. He preserveth the souls of his saints. He delivereth them out of the hand of the wicked, the kufur. Light is sown for the righteous, and gladness for the upright in heart. Rejoice in Yahweh Buruku, ye righteous, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness.
Psalm 98, a psalm. O sing to the Yahweh, he who be who he be, Exiabihev the sustainer, a new psalm. For he hath done marvelous things, his right hand and his holy arm hath gotten him the victory. The Yahweh, he who he be, hath made known his salvation. His righteousness hath he openly shewed in the sight of the Eden. He hath remembered his mercy and his truth toward Beta Yisrael, the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of Eloheinu, our power. Make a joyful noise to the Yahweh, all the earth. Make a loud noise and rejoice and sing praise. Skana. Sing to the Yahweh with the harp and the voice of a song, with trumpets and sound of cornet. Make a joyful noise before the Yahweh, he who he be, his divine majesty, Kedamawi Haile Selassie, Vinagus, the king. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Let the floods clap their hands. Let the hills be joyful together. Lifne Yahweh before he who he be. For he cometh to judge the earth. With righteousness shall he judge the world, and the people with equity.
Psalm 99. The Lord reigneth, let the people tremble. He sitteth between the cherubims, let the earth be moved. The Lord is great in Zion, and he is high above all the people. Let them praise thy great and terrible name, for it is holy. The king's strength also loveth judgment. Thou dost establish equity. Thou executest judgment and righteousness in Jacob. Exalt ye the Lord our God, and worship at his footstool. For he is holy. Moses and Aaron among his priests, and Samuel among them that call upon his name. They call upon the Lord, and he answered them. He spake to them in the cloudy pillar. They kept his testimonies and the ordinance that he gave them. Thou answerest him, Lord our God, thou wast a God that forgavest them, though thou tookest vengeance of their inventions. Exalt the Lord our God, and worship at his holy hill, for the Lord our God is holy.
Psalm 29, a psalm of David. Ascribe to Yahweh, O ye sons of might. Ascribe to Yahweh glory and strength. Ascribe to Yahweh the glory due to his name. Worship Yahweh in the beauty of holiness. The voice of Yahweh is upon the waters. The God of glory thundereth, even Yahweh upon many waters. The voice of Yahweh is powerful. The voice of Yahweh is full of majesty. The voice of Yahweh breaketh the cedars. Yea, Yahweh breaketh in pieces the cedars of Lebanon. He maketh them also to skip like a calf, Lebanon and Syrian like a young wild ox. The voice of Yahweh heweth out flames of fire. The voice of Yahweh shaketh the wilderness. Yahweh shaketh the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of Yahweh maketh the hinds to calf, and strippeth the forests bare. And in his temple all say glory. Yahweh sat enthroned at the flood. Yea, Yahweh sitteth as king forever. Yahweh will give strength to his people. Yahweh will bless his people with peace. Yahweh yibarek et amo ba-shalom.
My advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
I say give unto Rastafari, O Almighty, give unto Rastafari glory and strength. Give unto Rastafari the glory due unto his name. Worship Rastafari and beauty of holiness. The voice of Rastafari is upon the waters. The voice of Rastafari thundereth. Rastafari is upon many waters. The voice of Rastafari is full of power. The voice of Rastafari is full of majesty. More love and more honesty.
Oh,
Baruch Ata Adonai. Baruch Abba Yerushalayim. Baruch Ata Adonai. Baruch Abba Yerushalayim.
Yeah. የሰማነን አወቀነው የዳሰሰነን አገኘነው የአብርሃምን አምላክ የሚያየነን ጌታ El Roimen.
Father, I know there's someone can come over. Now she come in at the time and the
Lecha dodi, 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 dodi. Lecha dodi, likrat tala. Pne shabbat nikapalah. Come, O friend, the bride to meet. Come, O friend, the Sabbath greets. Lecha dodi, likrat tala. Pne shabbat nikapalah. To be repeated after each stanza. Lika dodi likratia kala pnesha patia nikapala. Keep and remember were fused in one word when the voice divine Ivai at Sinai, Sinai was heard. Wa echad ushmo echad. Yahweh, he who be, who he be, Jehovah. Yihyah, Jaja Echad, Ushmo Echad. Yahweh, Jehovah is one, and one is his name. Yahweh, Echad, Ushmo Echad.
L'chema ulatita retta wittahila. In him is our glory, in him our fame, I am fame. Likado dia likradia kala, penesha patia nikabala. Oh, come, let us make I and I meet the Queen of Days. The Sabbath hot Shabbat yields joy in all her ways. The last of Elohim's walk, but first in his design. The Sabbath hot Shabbat foreshadows blessing, baraka, divine. Blessings I bind. Lekado dia likradia kala, benesha patia nikabala. Thou holy city, Isla city, thou shrine of Hamelech, of the king, of the Negus, even Negus and Neges. Enough of thy grieving, come now and sing. Yahuwah Jehovah will redeem thee, Lift up thy face, Yahuwah Jehovah will restore thee, again to his grace. Lecha dodi likrati kala, tnei shabati nikabala. Shake off thy dust and rise from the mire. Come and bedeck thee, in festive attire. Thy redemption is near, thy weeping let cease. Yahuwah Jehovah will fulfill thy yearnings for peace. Lecha dodi likrati kala, tnei shabati nikabala. Arise, O arise, for come is thy light. The darkness is lifted, gone is the night. Awake, awake, sing the song of the free. See all thy homeless returning to thee. Lekha dodia likratia kala, tnesha patia nikabala. Why art thou downcast? Why dost thou moan? Yahuwah Jehovah his glory upon thee I has shown. Thy foes he vanquished, thy foes he vaunt, he humbled their pride. Elo Hayik, the I Elohim has loved the I as bridegroom his bride. Lekha dodi likrati kala, tnei shabati nikabala. In freeness renewed again thou wilt thrive. Thy land will blossom, thy youth will revive. El Elohim's deeds we I and I know and ever acclaim. Chanting our praises, I and I, Isis, to his holy, his Isla name. Lekha dodia likratia kala, tnei shabatia nikabala. We, I and I, greet thee, I, O Sabbath, O Shabbat, O Sendatoi, crowned by Adonai, Rastafari, we, I and I hear thee, I rejoicing, in common accord, we, I and I are the faithful who bask in thy light, we, I and I welcome thy day, we, I and I welcome thy night. Lekha dodi likrati kala, tnei shabati nikabala. Come, O friend, the bride to meet. Come, O friend, the Sabbath, HaShabbat, the Senbet greet.
Shabbat Shalom.
Psalm 92. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord, and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night, upon an instrument of 10 strings and upon the psaltery, upon the harp with a solemn sound. For thou, Lord, hast made me glad through thy work. I will triumph in the works of thy hands. O Lord, how great are thy works, and thy thoughts are very deep. A brutish man knoweth not, neither doth a fool understand this. When the wicked spring as the grass, and when all the workers of iniquity do flourish, it is that they shall be destroyed forever. But thou, Lord, art most high forevermore. For lo, thine enemies, O Lord, for lo, thine enemies shall perish. All the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. But my horn shalt thou exalt like the horn of an unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Mine eye also shall see my desire on mine enemies, and mine ears shall hear my desire of the wicked that rise up against me. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing, to show that the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him. Psalm 93. The Lord reigneth, he is clothed with majesty. The Lord is clothed with strength, wherewith he hath girded himself. The world also is established, that it cannot be moved. Thy throne is established of old, thou art from everlasting. The floods have lifted up, O Lord, the floods have lifted up their voice, the floods lift up their waves. The Lord on high is mightier than the noise of many waters, yea, than the mighty waves of the sea. Thy testimonies are very sure. Holiness becometh thine house, O Lord, forever, forever, forever.
So I, children, sing and praise thy power, even the first power of the Holy Trinity, the Maui, Haile Selassie. My name ready, my name ready, my name ready, my name ready, my name ready.
Who can find a virtuous woman? Woman. Who can find a virtuous, woman? Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. She seeketh wool and flax, and worketh willingly with her hands. She is like the merchant's ships. She bringeth her food from afar. She riseth also while it is yet night, and giveth meat to her household, and a portion to her maidens. She considereth a field, and buyeth it. With the fruit of her hands she planteth a vineyard. She girdeth her loins with strength, and strengtheneth her arms. She perceiveth that her merchandise is good. Her candle goeth not out by night. She layeth her hands to the spindle, and her hands hold the distaff. She stretcheth out her hand to the poor, yea, she reacheth forth her hands to the needy. She is not afraid of the snow for her household, for all her household are clothed with scarlet. She maketh herself coverings of tapestry. Her clothing is silk and purple. Her husband is known in the gates when he sitteth among the elders of the land. She maketh fine linen and selleth it, and delivereth girdles unto the merchant. Strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. She openeth her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. She looketh well to the ways of her household, and eateth not the bread of idleness. Her children arise up, and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praiseth her. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. Favor is deceitful, and beauty is vain. But a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her, praise her in the gates. The end of the Proverbs. Who can find a virtuous woman? Who can find a virtuous woman? Who can find a virtuous woman?
Shubha shubha day, shubha shubha day, shubha shubha day, shubha shubha day, yeah. as a woman to her man. She's essential to his purpose and his mission. A good woman is a glory to her man. She'll never take the power, she'll just make him a better man. Every great man has a virtuous woman. Woman, you say you love me. You never leave me lonely, yeah. You always be there for me. I strong with the part of your plan. I leave my mom and dad, find a woman and be one. With a woman I make my bond, perfect combination. I am a black man, so I love me black woman. Woman, I give me this sweet, sweet love. Oh, any time of day, yeah, lots of kisses and hugs. Oh, I and I are burn out, yeah, yeah, yeah. No real man can live without a woman. That night to death as a woman to her man. And she's essential to his purpose and his mission. A good woman is a glory to her man. She'll never take the power, she'll just make him a better man. Every great man has a virtuous woman. Woman I love and honor. The party I delight, carry on. You're Empress Omega. And his empress Menin, who showed us the right and the true way of living. Woman who never cause sin, to listen as I sing. But women on the earth, my joy bell ring, ring, ring. Equality in Zion, my nature's law, that's the way it should go. For every man I know there is a woman. You meet the valley, oh, that's all I know. Oh, oh, oh yeah. Shuba shuba, shuba shuba day, shuba shuba, shuba 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 day, shuba shuba, shuba shuba day, shuba shuba day, shuba 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 day.
Well, I say the family unit is fundamental and important, you know. A real man can't live without someone, you know. A person's gonna rise if you wanna prove for the man that she wants, you know. I go, she wants it, you know. Now, 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 now,
a real man can live without a woman. Like night to death as a woman to her man. She's essential to his purpose and his mission. A good woman is a glory to her man. Woman, you say you love me. You never leave me lonely, yeah. You always be there for me. So I need not to worry, yeah. Woman to keep my strong, which is part of your plan. I leave my mom and dad, find a woman and be one. With a woman I make my bond, perfect combination. I am a black man, so I love me black woman. Woman I give me this sweet, sweet love. Oh, any time of day, yeah, lots of kisses and hugs. Rasta man I born a doll, yeah, yeah, yeah. No real man can live without a woman. Like night to day, there's a woman.
Thought at that time and how you place your mind, or you know, thoughts, interesting word, and you know, because some say no thoughts in some areas of scripture, the way the English translates thoughts is like anxiety, like cheneke, you know, like or chara in the Hebrew, like tight constricted, you know, a tight constricted kind of place. It could be like a physical tightness or a psycho spiritual tightness, which is kind of like the worst type of tightness, but it's like how you place your mind. Or your thought, like let this mind be in you. So looking at the psalm is like, you know, it's a heavy psalm, it's a crucifixion psalm. I must admit that there's times when it will come up in the cycle and it's like, ah. And I'm sure that there's others that probably vibes like that. And I think it's always a challenge to say, wait, okay, yeah, there's that, if that's true, there's that aspect to it, but there's something else I'm missing. But something else here, once I get it, it's going to really like kind of exalt the whole thing. It's going to like turn it all up positive for the good. For all things work towards the good. So if you're not seeing it that way, it's that kind of growing process. So then I got to actually see it, you know, within this psalm, the whole crucifixion and resurrection, though I had maybe spoken on it and I had noticed certain things, I didn't really see it like in a newer and a living way like I did today. Especially with that verse, like the anchor was like verse 3, which is, but you are holy, you inhabit the praises of Israel. I remember that's one of those verses in that early trial in Rastafari that came across that verse, and the Medi was like, it was like in the Bing and the Isis,
It's like you inhabit the praises. Like, just from the English, it's like you dwell in the praises. Like, in the praises, he's in the praises. You know, he's in the Isis, he's in the Miskana, he's in the Torah. You know, he's in the gratitude. He is in the gratitude. And it becomes even very kind of simple, you know, when you look at the spirit of things. You know, he's in the gratitude. Because gratitude is not just what we say. You know, it's like the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart. If our mouth is saying one thing, but our heart meditation is the next, then one guy, you know, problems. Like, you know, you got a problem. You need a solution. You need an absolution. You know, you need an absolution for that sort of problem there. So yeah, so that's what I just noted about this psalm and this time going through it. It's like, yeah, note what it's about. Yeah, the crucifixion. But sometimes you can spend so much time in the crucifixion verses that it's almost like a crucifixion in that sense. And then if you don't get to verse 22, notice it was 22:22. And it's the 22nd psalm, as it's noted nowadays, and it's the 22nd verse, as it's noted nowadays. So that's where the whole text started to change. We said, I'll declare thy name to my brethren. And the name is Father. The name is Father, Son, Holy Spirit. But the name is Father. Father is his name. The name is Son. Son is his name. The Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is his name. The Holy Trinity. The Holy Trinity is his name. Hashem, Lushan, Kadosh. You know, it's his name. It's still his name. So it's kind of interesting that when he declared Father, because I always thought about it too, you know, like you can ask some people, like, okay, if they believe or they know this, like, well, what is his name? Like, when did he declare? When he said God? Because even from the Greek, we don't really have him saying, you know, from the Greek manuscripts, we don't have him saying what the tetragrammaton, the Hashem. Because we can't really, you can only tell by looking at the Hebrew, you know, but it's like Kurios is, you know, or Theos, or Theos, or Theos, you know, like God generally. Or like a magistrate majesty in a sense, in the Greek, you can have that sort of idea. So, what is that name? It was Father. That's where the whole Thomas scene becomes interesting, you know, with Thomas, where Thomas said, Yeshua's the Father. And that's why Rovenu responds the way he does. And he says, all this time, like, so long I've been with you, and you don't, you know, like you're seeing, but you're not seeing. And that's like the same thing with the psalm. It's like, you know, seeing the psalm, and people always run down, like, Thomas, and maybe, like, making jokes about our brother Thomas, like, oh, he was dowdy. But that's only like a Western Gentile perspective. You know, that's only like how like the Latter-day Church, like nowadays, kind of look at it. The original church didn't look at it that way. It actually looked at it like actually that was complimented in him, that he sought even proof. He heard, and we can't tell what his heart was. You know, we can't say that he doubted in that sense. He just wanted the proof. So that's why when the Messiah came and showed him proof, he justified his inquiry by providing the proof of the fact. What was Thomas saying when he said, my Lord, my God? Boom. My Lord, my God. Now notice, like, some people say, well, he's not God. Well, you notice that Yeshua, Jesus, doesn't, like, you know, doesn't reprove him, doesn't say, hey, don't be saying this. Because some people then look at the part in Revelation where it clearly says an angel, right, is showing Johannes, you know, certain things. And he falls down, Johannes falls down to worship him, and the angel says, you're like, don't do this, you know, I'm like your fellow, I'm your fellow servant. And in that sense, he's quite correct. But notice this too, that the regenerated ones that come out of the degeneration, you know, the regenerated, the born-again ones, the children, they are like the angels. That's why people mix up that verse there too, you know, concerning, like they say, there's no marriage in heaven, and it's a very faulty interpretation, lacking in understanding the Hebrew, you know, the Hebraic, and I'm going to use the word hermeneutics. It's just basic translation, the basic Hebraicism. You know, people might say ism, but okay, the basic figure of speech. It's like, you know, people in different provinces and different parts and different communities and different countries, even where they speak the same language, they might speak it particularly in certain areas, and it means something, you know, in the particular vernacular of the language. And that's exactly what we have in the Hebrew. And even with the older symbolic logic, or the metaphors, the word pictures, you know, it was a way of communicating a universal type, so that with the least difficulty possible, if one can receive the spirit of it, they'll get exactly what you're saying. You know, so that whole idea about that there's no marriage in heaven, if you read the whole thing, he says, you're like an error. He says, y'all don't know the scriptures, y'all in the error. You know, because they were believing that the resurrection, was about who you're going to be wedded to or married. It was because of some faulty ideas and perhaps some faulty teachings that had come in latter-day Pharisaicism. Because the Pharisees have a good beginning, actually. Some of the different groups, you know, had good beginnings. You know, like it's just like some of the Pharisees. You know, the Pharisees had a good beginning. You know, and this is like also connected with the Maccabees. You know, the Maccabees is such an interesting Maccabees. I think we might go with Maccabees Monday, Maccabees, the Book of Maccabees. It's known as Maccabees, not using this in the singular. So yeah, Maccabees Monday. I think Maccabees Monday would be a good. It's still the Ministry Monday. These are other ways of describing, like it's like the second day in the week. You know, after, it's like the what they call market days. I think in like the Nollywood movies, they usually say like the first, second, third market day would be counting not from the first day of the week of the seventh from creation, from Jah point of view, which would be Ehud, or Sunday, the Yom Rishon, as it were. But yeah, so he said to them they do herb because he didn't understand exactly what was going on. And it's kind of clear when you look at it, but there's so much, they start talking about there's no marriage in heaven and angels. They start going into angels having sex. And it's like crazy. It's like, wow. It's like, do messengers copulate? Do messages copulate? Do they? And what is copulation? You know, if one would really take the time to even just think on it, be like a, you know, they use this term free thinker. And I'm still like agitated, meditating the idea. Maybe I have to do a little bit of just research into the general, the plain sense of it sounds good. You know, it sounds right, like free thinking, because ones are constrained to certain lanes of thought. You know, if one could just look at it freely in the sense of without these constraints, almost like as we were before the fallen state. But how can people do that unless they're born again, unless they're regenerated? Right, so it's interesting when we look at when this brings right to Psalm 22 again, and the perspective of Psalm 22, specifically from verse 22, because that's where we should really focus attention, more attention. Yes, the crucifixion aspect is that's a testimony of the true church and the professing church, the church of brotherly love, the church of Philadelphia, the church of He Who Has the Keys of Great King David, the church of Godamawi, Kanamawi, Haile Selassie, I, the church of the firstborn, the church of Rastafari. That there is a very important testimony, and even that itself has gotten twisted and distorted and perverted, right, amongst Christianism and Christianisms, isms and schisms. And if you really don't have the discipline of mind to study, and also the Spirit of Truth is so very important, because study is good, yes, but with the Holy Spirit it's even more so, because then you really are like making progress. You know, not so much just from the intellectual aspect, but it's like the heartical, you know, the psycho-spiritual, that inner standing, the innermost of the innocence. And then as one grows, the words or the, you know, let me say the vocabulary, even with the linguistics, it's the same way. Because many times in going through the Psalms or going through the enunciation, you know, and looking at some of the various pronunciations, you know, of the different words, it's like later on. It's like, you know, when the word says to love him with all of your, you know, all of your heart, your soul, your might. It's interesting that it speaks in that sense, that trifold sense. And when it says all, the idea of all, in some translations, in translations say perfect, complete. You know, it's like almost like a focus of concentration, a focus of mind. And it's usually when we are able to come to that point of stillness, which is be still and know. When it comes to that point of stillness, then we can really see it perfectly. We can see it as it's meant to be seen and not kind of limited or constricted, you know, where one will say one's mind is not free. Now, people use this term open-minded. I'm still like, well, what do they mean by open-minded? You know, I think free mind, you know, and even free of thought. Right? Now, thought, like I said, thought has a kind of twofold, maybe even a trifold connotation. That gets lost in translation. A lot of things get lost in translation. This is also another reason why the Holy Spirit is so important. Not that one's like someone's and one's deep end. When I say deep end on the Holy Spirit, allegedly, I say allegedly because when we look at the Scripture and the connection of the revelation of the Scripture through those who had and were directed by the Holy Spirit, and also the Holy Spirit over that word. I'm not saying every translation, but the Almighty will secure and provide those baby steps for us. You know what I mean? And it's a shame that sometimes people go to one extreme or the next. You know, and this also is about how one carried the cross, not literally. Not always. When people look at the literal, even those metaphors which were
ceremonial. Remember the ceremonial aspects being transferred. I mean, we're going to touch on that again as well in the season, looking at where we're at in the season, and even with the Ministry Monday, and the Jah Hanukkah, you know, the Maccabees, you know, Maccabee Mondays. I think Maccabees is a good way for the regular days, because the Minyan is in that churchical sense, and that basic principle of Korah. Basically, the Minyan, we say, well, the Minyan is Korah. And to bring these words out and to, you know, begin to explore their meanings and reason. The reason is the key. That's what's in the fourth book of Maccabees. Reason. You know, reason. You know, and I'm saying, well, what is reason? And also the translation of the fourth book of Maccabees in the lost books of the Bible with the 8 chapters. I really need to emphasize that. I hope the fellows also, you know, check it out, find the truth of it for themselves. And also, with I and I, emphasize this particular matter. Why? Because it gives us almost like the Ali of the Torah portion reading and feeding. And we're going to seek to emphasize that as well a little bit more too. Because, like, for example, we come to Testify Tuesday. At Testify Tuesday, we're at the third day in the Shavua, the third day in the Samin, the Suvaye, the good Suvaye, similar to the Hebrew Shavua, Suvaye, in the Royal Park of Samin. So we have the 7 days, the week, the sabbatical, the strong, Rastafari, we say the strong, sabbatical strong. But now it's the week, quote unquote, until we make it sabbatically strong. Right? And that is that's the word, you know, the word, the hearing of the word, right? Also the study of the word, and that being still. And knowing, this is how we come to that knowing, but it's a process, right? And this is why it's an order. This is what we can go through the scriptures in. With the Holy Spirit guiding us, we can point out that order there. And also, it's very provable in practical ways, in practice. So there's a practical application. You know, and this is why I really give thanks, you know, to Abba Father, you know, B'Shem Yeshua, you know, for being able to continue through the crucifixion part to the resurrection. And being able to see the resurrection. Because I think a lot of Christians, this is where, according to the true church and the professing church, crucifixes are like abomination, like a mockery, a crucifixion to the true church. Now, what has crept in amongst the careless Ethiopians and also, you know, with church and state, this is also a very scriptural prophetic perspective. So the children of Ethiopia, children of Israel, you know, we're in that time and that space, you know, so this has even crept into the Ethiopian church. If you see crucifixes in the Ethiopian church, you're seeing an abomination that has crept in. It's plain and simple. Because that's a mockery. Now, there's a difference between a icon or iconography and a molten image or a kind of a three-dimensional image or even a miniature, like so-called crucifix. Crucifixes are abomination. A three-dimensional representation, even a miniature, you know, of our Savior, that's abomination. And it always was. But something has crept in, especially that sense of godless and creeping coup against His Majesty. Because remember, what happened, Yisrael was kingdom, right? It was a kingdom and it was a temple. The kingdom and the temple. They're speaking about the state. The state and the church, or the church and state. So when we hear about this Western Gentile, these arguments about church and state, you know, if we were to weigh in just on the side of what we know as truth, well, yes, church and state, any proper, we could say, government, you know what I mean, just based on the principles, the principles, church and state, right? So what affected the state, speaking about Ethiopia, 74, 75, the godless and creeping coup, also affected the church. And this is where we get to see a lot of abominations, and there's no other way to really describe it. Right? You know, so Aiba, as the Hebrews say. You know, these abominations have crept in. You know, and this is not even touching on the whitewashing. And this is also what we have with the Maccabees. So the Maccabees fight continues to go on. And it's so very interesting looking at this year. And see, what's interesting about this year, this Shana, Hebraically, this Amet, Ethiopically speaking, is because of how it began. The beginning. Right? The beginning. How did it begin? It began with Rosh Hashanah, September 10th. Right, so we had like that Kalat Moshiach, by the bride. And then we had Ethiopia, Kingdom of God, the Ethiopian New Year, the Samet, and Kutat Hash, as some would refer to, the New Year on September 11th. So we have the lunar solar in almost a perfect alignment. So what we've been seeing, even so far, even though we are off season, out of season, when we say out of season, we're out of season in the sense of not in the season of the Mo'adim, the Mo'aday, right, Yahuwah, right, the Mo'aday, the appointed time Mo'adim, we're not in the three times, right, in the year, not in that side of the year, we're in the other side of the year, and here we're going down to Egypt. This is also very, very significant, both with looking at it in the natural, right, in the natural now, in the darker part, even to the time of the what? To the time of the solstice, The solstice in the darkest, right? The darkest time. We're in the 10th moon, the 10th month. We had the 10th Torah portion. We had Hanukkah, right? And now here, now notice it's the renewal or the lification. We call it the lification. In kind of other English, it's called the dedication, like renewal, right? That purifying of the holy place, of the sanctuary, of the tabernacle. So therefore, even the Sin Ayinai, my poem, the mezmor, the tunes and the chants that we like to share that are part of the Medi is Selassie's the chapel. Right, because this is a time of that renewing of the holy place, right? Understanding and beginning to grow in what was done during the time of Maccabees. And in fact, Maccabees is so important because Maccabees actually bridges the gap between the Old Testament scriptures, right? The Hebrew scriptures, as they refer to, Masoretic, preserved, and the New Testament scriptures, the Koine Greek scriptures, or the New Testament scriptures. We have Malachi and we have Matthew. Isn't this interesting? Just on that, the three M's. The three M's. What's the three M's? We have Malachi sealing up the Old Testament prophets. Then we have Maccabees. Right? And Maccabees then points to what's called the apocryphal or pseudepigraphal scripts, or part of that fuller canona or canon, the kana, right? That reed like a rod to measure, the kana. Interesting, the kana, the canona. And then we have the pseudepigrapha, what's called the pseudepigrapha, right? But these are scriptures that in the early church, in the Oriental church, right? What somebody refers to as the Eastern church, because the East is the Orient. We're not talking about the Far East in the sense of like China and Japan when we say Orient. Because that was a misnomer. It was a misnomer even before. It was a Gentile or the Anglo-American nation's mockery, right, of our Asian brothers, right? Our Asian and these Asiatic brothers, right? Some refer to themselves as Asiatic black man. We refer to ourselves, the Ethiopian Hebrews, as Afro-Asiatic or Afro-Semitic, Afro-Shemitic. Let's just point that out right here. So the order is very important. You know, there's other peoples, you know, like the Ammonites, right? And we have the Moabites, the Ben-Ami, and the Ammonites. We have like the Noi, the Nation of Islam, the Muslims, the Moors, you know. These are related peoples even in the Torah, even the Torah narrative. In fact, especially in the Torah narrative. Now, it's interesting because how do these nations fear in the latter days and time? And then we point to, what is it, Psalm, I think, 83 as well. So the period of Maccabees is important because it's the bridge between the Old Testament and the New Testament. See, a lot of folks, they get into the New Testament, and they might be reading and studying and understanding some maybe basic things, but there's a big gap between the Old Testament and the New Testament. And most ones are not even conscious of the gap. They haven't mined the gap. So Maccabees helps us to mine the gap. And then when we look at that and Hanukkah and where in the year we're at, right? So it is like the wheel in the wheel in the sense of there is the churchical order, right? But then it also reflects on the seasonal changes and where we're at in the year, right? And here's where we have a practical application of teaching us to number, right? Teaching us to number our days. So Maccabee Mondays, you know, I put that before the Hamarim, you know, Maccabee Mondays, much more study needs to be brought out on Maccabees and the significance of Maccabees. In fact, just for the Hamarim, if you have your first, you know, Scofield Study Bible, there is some writing within it between the end of Maccabee, the end of Slika, the end of Malachi, and the beginning of Matthew, and it kind of gives an overview history. It's a very good place to begin to get an overview, kind of a catch-up, and that's in the first Scofield Study Bible between Malachi and Matthew, right? And the significance of Maccabees, we also find this within the R.H. Charles Ethiopic Book of Enoch, as well as the Ethiopic, the Book of Jubilees, right? The R.H. Charles is very good because some things are noted that help us within the studies and the reason and to get a good build, right? So that's a very significant aspect, and we really give thanks and praise to the elders of Rastafari for reminding us of the Book of Maccabees, the Maccabee Bible, and just even just the word sound of Maccabees, right? Just that's even the beginning, even the Maccabee Bible. But now we have to seek, study, right? Grow in grace and in knowledge, all right? So, Psalm 22 is like almost like a door, if you always, I'm saying, from that crucifixion, right, the praises, the theme of the praises, 22 to verse 31, bringing us forward into the kingdom and into that generation, even that generation of them that seek thy face, O Yaakov, O Jacob, and then we're going to bring it forward to this Torah portion right here in the season, yes, I, Rastafari. Thank you.
Many are calling, no? Mm. Many are calling, but few are choosing.
For with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and another stammering lips and stammering lips and stammering lips and stammering lips and stammering lips for with stammering lips and another tongue and another tongue to this place speak to this place speak to this place speak to this place speak for with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people. To whom he said, this is the rest wherewith ye may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing. Yet they would not hear, 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 would not hear.
Many are calling, no? Many are calling, but few are choosing. Many are calling, but few are choosing. I was called, and I was choosing.
Here we have today's daily psalm. We have psalm
22.
Mizmor
kaf bet lam natseah al ayelet ha-shahar mizmor le David. Le David, le David, le David, le David, le David. Eli, Eli, Eli.
My God, my God, my God, my God, my God.
Eli, 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 Eli.
Why hast thou forsaken me?
Why hast thou forsaken me?
Lamma azabtani.
Why art thou so far from helping me and from the words of my roaring? O my God, I cry in the daytime, but thou hearest not, and in the night season, and am not silent. But thou art holy,
thou art holy, thou art holy.
Ve'atta kadosh.
O thou that inhabitest the praises of Israel,
of Israel, of Israel, of Israel, of Israel.
Yoshev tehillot Yisrael, 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 Yisrael.
Our fathers trusted in thee, they trusted, and thou didst deliver them. They cried unto thee and were delivered. They trusted in thee and were not confounded. But I am a worm and no man, a reproach of men, and despised of the people. All they that see me laugh me to scorn. They shoot out the lip, they shake the head, saying, he trusted on the Lord that he would deliver him. Let him deliver him, seeing he delighted in him. But thou art he that took me out of the womb. Thou didst make me hope when I was upon my mother's breasts. I was cast upon thee from the womb. Thou art my God from my mother's belly. Be not far from me, for trouble is near, for there is none to help. Many bulls have compassed me. Strong bulls of Bashan have beset me round. They gaped upon me with their mouths as a ravening and a roaring lion. I am poured out like water, and all my bones are out of joint. My heart is like wax. It is melted in the midst of my bowels. My strength is dried up like a potsherd, and my tongue cleaveth to my jaws, and thou hast brought me into the dust of death. For dogs have compassed me. The assembly of the wicked have enclosed me. They pierced my hands and my feet. I may tell all my bones. They look and stare upon me. They part my garments among them and cast lots upon my vesture. But be not thou far from me, O Lord. O my strength, haste thee to help me. Deliver my soul from the sword, my darling from the power of the dog. Save me from the lion's mouth, for thou hast heard me from the horns of the unicorns. I will declare thy name unto my brethren. In the midst of the congregation will I praise thee. Ye that fear the Lord, praise him. All ye the seed of Jacob, glorify him, and fear him, all ye the seed of Israel. For he hath not despised nor abhorred the affliction of the afflicted, neither hath he hid his face from him, but when he cried unto him, he heard. My praise shall be of thee in the great congregation. I will pay my vows before them that fear him. The meek shall eat and be satisfied. They shall praise the Lord that seek him. Your heart shall live forever. All the ends of the world shall remember and turn unto the Lord, and all the kindreds of the nations shall worship before thee. For the kingdom is the Lord's, and he is the governor among the nations. All they that be fat upon earth shall eat and worship. All they that go down to the dust shall bow before him. And none can keep alive his own soul. A seed shall serve him,
It shall be accounted to the Lord for a generation. They shall come and shall declare his righteousness unto a people that shall be born, that he hath done this, 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 done this.
I watch how we can tremble. I and I are the black Jews. And Israel king is Israel God. And upon the crucifixion tree there, where Jesus Christ is crucified, you see I N R I.
Ethiopia shall soon stretch out her hands unto God. Sing unto God, ye kingdoms of the earth. O sing praises unto the Lord. Selah.
מזמור כ"ב למנצח על איילת השחר מזמור לדוד לדוד אלי אלי אלי
my god my god my god my god my god
אלי אלי
why hast thou forsaken me
למה עזבתני
Why art thou so far from helping me and from the words of my roaring? Oh my God, I cry in the daytime, but thou hearest not, and in the night season, and am not silent. But thou art holy. O thou that inhabitest the praises of Israel.
Yoshev Tehillot Yisrael.
Our fathers trusted in thee, they trusted, and thou didst deliver them. They cried unto thee and were delivered, they trusted in thee and were not confounded. But I am a worm and no man, a reproach of men, and despised of the people. All they that see me laugh me to scorn, they shoot out the lip, they shake the head, saying, He trusted on the Lord that he would deliver him, let him deliver him, seeing he delighted in him. But thou art he that took me out of the womb. Thou didst make me hope when I was upon my mother's breasts. I was cast upon thee from the womb. Thou art my God from my mother's belly. Be not far from me, for trouble is near, for there is none to help. Many bulls have compassed me. Strong bulls of Bashan have beset me round. They gaped upon me with their mouths as a ravening and a roaring lion. I am poured out like water, and all my bones are out of joint. My heart is like wax. It is melted in the midst of my bowels. My strength is dried up like a potsherd, and my tongue cleaveth to my jaws, and thou hast brought me into the dust of death. For dogs have compassed me. The assembly of the wicked have enclosed me. They pierced my hands and my feet. I may tell all my bones. They look and stare upon me. They part my garments among them and cast lots upon my vesture. But be not thou far from me, O Lord. O my strength, haste thee to help me. Deliver my soul from the sword, my darling from the power of the dog. Save me from the lion's mouth, for thou hast heard me from the horns of the unicorns. I will declare thy name unto my brethren. In the midst of the congregation will I praise thee. Ye that fear the Lord, praise him. All ye the seed of Jacob, glorify him, and fear him, all ye the seed of Israel. For he hath not despised nor abhorred the affliction of the afflicted, neither hath he hid his face from him, but when he cried unto him, he heard. My praise shall be of thee in the great congregation. I will pay my vows before them that fear him. The meek shall eat and be satisfied. They shall praise the Lord that seek him. Your heart shall live forever. All the ends of the world shall remember and turn unto the Lord, and all the kindreds of the nations shall worship before thee. For the kingdom is the Lord's, and he is the governor among the nations. All they that be fat upon earth shall eat and worship. All they that go down to the dust shall bow before him. And none can keep alive his own soul. A seed shall serve him. It shall be accounted to the Lord for a generation. They shall come and shall declare his righteousness unto a people that shall be born, that he hath done this.
Legashun, Agarashu, Memelech, Memelegashun, Memegashme, Ethiopia Menosh. You know? But we want the next verse with Amorek. But we want the next verse with Amorek.
መዝሙር 21 በቅንፍ 22 ለመዘምራን አለቃ ስለ ንጋት ኃይል የዳዊት መዝሙር አምላኬ አምላኬ ለምን ተውኸኝ እኔን ከማዳንና ከጩኸቴ ቃል ሩቅ ነህ አምላኬ በቀን ወደ አንተ ጠራለሁ አልመለስክልኝ በሌሊትም እንኳን ረፍት የለኝ በእስራኤል የተመሰገንህ አንተ ግን በቅድስና ትኖራለህ አባቶቻችን አንተን ተማመኑ አንተም ማዳንታቸው ወደ አንተ ጮሁ አመለጡ አንተንም ተማመኑ አላፈሩ እኔ ግን ተነኝ ሰውም አይደለሁም የሰው ማላገጫ በሕዝብም ዘንድ የተናቅኩ ነኝ የሚያዩ ሁሉ ይላገዱብኝ ራሳቸውን እየነቀነቁ በከንፈሮቻቸው እንዲህ ይላሉ በእግዚአብሔር ተማመነ እርሱንም ያድነው ቢወደውስ ያድነው አንተ ግን ከሆዳው ተኛልና በእናቴ ጡት ሳለሁም ባንተ ታመን ከማህፀን ጀምሮ ባንተ ላይ ተጣለው ከእናቴ ሆድ ጀምረህ አንተ አምላኬ ነህ ጭንቀት ቀርባለችና የሚረዳኝም የለምና ከኔ አትራቅ ብዙ በሬዎች ከበቡ የሰቡትም ፍሪዳዎች ያዙ እንደ ነጣቂና እንደሚጮህ አንበሳ በላይ አፋቸውን ከፈ እንደ ውሃ ፈሰሱ አጥንቶቼ ሁሉ ተለያዩ ልቤ እንደ ሰም ሆነ ባንጀቴ መካከል ቀለጠ ኃይሌ እንደገል ደረቀ በጉሮሮዬ ምላሴ ተጣጋ ወደ ሞትም አሸዋ ወረደ ብዙ ውሾች ከበውኛልና የክፋተኞች ጉባኤም ያዘኝ እጆቼንና እግሮቼን ቸነከሩ አጥንቶቼ ሁሉ ተቆጠሩ እነርሱም አዩኝ ተመለከቱኝ ልብሶቼን ለራሳቸው ተከፋፈሉ በቀሚሴም ላይ እጣ ተጣጣሉ አንተ ግን አቤቱ ከኔ አትራቅ አንተ ጉልበቴ እኔን ለመርዳት ፍጠን ነፍሴን ከሰይፍ አድና ብቻነቴንም ከውሾች እጅ ካንበሳ አፍ አድነኝ ብቻነቴንም አንድ ቀንድ ካላቸው ስምህን ለወንድሞች ነግራቸዋል በጉባኤም መካከል አመሰግናለሁ እግዚአብሔርን የምትፈሩ አመስግኑ ያዕቆብ ዘር ሁላችሁ አክብሩ የእስራኤልም ዘር ሁላችሁ ፍሩ የችግረኛን ችግር አልናቀምና ቸልም አላለምና ፊቱንም ከኔ አልሰወረምና ነገር ግን ወደ እርሱ በጮህ ጊዜ ሰማ በታላቅ ጉባኤ ምስጋናዬ ካንተ ዘንድ ነው እርሱን በሚፈሩት ፊት ስለቴን እሰጣለሁ ችግረኞች ይበላሉ ይጠግቡማል እግዚአብሔርንም የሚሹት ያመሰግኑታል ልባቸውም ለዘላለም ሕያው ይሆናል የምድር ዳርቻዎች ሁሉ ያስቡ ወደ እግዚአብሔርም ይመለሱ የአሕዛብ ነገዶች ሁሉ በፊቱ ይሰግዳል መንግሥት ለእግዚአብሔር ነውና እርሱም አሕዛብን ይገዛል የምድር ደንዳኖች ሁሉ ይበላሉ ይሰግዳሉ ወደ መሬትም የሚወርዱት ሁሉ በፊቱ ይንበረከካሉ ነፍሴም ስለ እርሱ በሕይወት ትኖራለች ዘሬ ይገዛለታል የምትመጣው ትውልድ ለእግዚአብሔር ትነግረዋለች ጽድቁንም ለሚወለደው ሕዝብ እግዚአብሔር ያደረገውን ጽድቁን ይነግራሉ
Many are calling, no? Many are called, but few are choosing. Many are called, but few are choosing. I was called, and I was chosen. It's funny, but it's true.
Calling to hear the fuller full now, or hopefully catch it on the replay. 515-602-9761. To hear the fuller full now. Call in 515-602-9761.
Many are calling, no?
Many are called, but few are chosen. Many are called, but few are chosen. I was called, and I was chosen. It's funny, but it's true.
It is good that you are here to record this picture of me in my palace garden at Addis Ababa. People who see this throughout the world will realize that even in the 20th century, with faith, courage, and a just cause, David will still beat Goliath.
על איילת השחר מזמור לדוד. אלי, אלי, למה עזבתני? רחוק משועתי דברי שאגתי. אלוהי, אקרא יומם ולא תענה, ולילה ולא דומיה לי. ואתה קדוש יושב תהילות ישראל. בך בטחו אבותינו, בטחו ותפלטנו, אליך זעקו ונמלטו, בך בטחו ונבושו. ואנוכי תולעת ולא איש, חרפת אדם ובזוי עם. כל רואי ילעיגו לי, יפטירו בשפה, יניעו ראש. גול אל אדוני יפלטהו, יצילהו כי חפץ בו. כי אתה גוחי מבטן, מבטיחי על שדה אמי. עליך הושלחתי מרחם, מבטן אמי אלי אתה. אל תרחק ממני, כי צרה קרובה, כי אין עוזר. סבבוני פרים רבים, אבירי ושן כתרוני. פצו עליי פיהם, אריה טורף ושואג. כמים נשפחתי והתפרדו כל עצמותיי, היה ליבי כדונג נמס בתוך מאי. יבש כחרס כוחי, ולשוני מודבק מלכוחי, ולעפר מוות תשפטני. תסבבוני כלבים, עדת מרעים הקטפוני, כארי ידיי ורגליי. אספר כל עצמותיי, המה יביטו יראו בי, יחלקו בגדיי להם, ועל לבושי יפילו גורל. ואתה, אדוני, אל תרחק, איילותי לעזרתי חושה. הצילה מחרב נפשי, מיד כלב יחידתי. הושעני מפי אריה, ומקרני רמים עניתני. אספרה שמך לאחי, בתוך קהל ההללקה. יראה אדוני הללוהו, כל זרע יעקב כבדוהו. וגורו ממנו כל זרע ישראל, כי לא בזה ולא שיקץ עינות עני, ולא הסתיר פניו ממנו, ובשבועו אליו שמע. מאיתך תהילתי בקהל רב, נדרי אשלם נגד יראב, יאכלו ענבים ויסבעו, יהללו אדוני דורשיו, יחי לבבכם לעד. יזכרו וישובו אל אדוני כל אפסי ארץ, וישתחוו לפניך כל משפחות גויים, כי לאדוני המלוכה ומושל בת גויים. אכלו וישתחוו כל דשני ארץ, לפניו יכרעו כל יורדי עפר, ונפשו לא חיה. זרע יעבדנו, יסופר לאדוני לדור, יבואו ויגידו צדקתו, לעם נולד כי עשה.
Psalm 22. My God, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Why art thou so far from helping me and from the words of my roaring? O my God, I cry in the daytime, but thou hearest not, and in the night season, and am not silent. But thou art holy, O thou that inhabitest the praises of Israel. Our fathers trusted in thee. They trusted, and thou didst deliver them. They cried unto thee, and were delivered. They trusted in thee, and were not confounded. But I am a worm, and no man, a reproach of men, and despised of the people. All they that see me laugh me to scorn. They shoot out the lip, they shake the head, saying, He trusted on the Lord that he would deliver him. Let him deliver him, seeing he delighted in him. But thou art he that took me out of the womb. Thou didst make me hope when I was upon my mother's breasts. I was cast upon thee from the womb. Thou art my God from my mother's belly. Be not far from me, for trouble is near, for there is none to help. Many bulls have compassed me. Strong bulls of Bashan have beset me round. They gaped upon me with their mouths as a ravening and a roaring lion. I am poured out like water, and all my bones are out of joint. My heart is like wax. It is melted in the midst of my bowels. My strength is dried up like a potsherd, and my tongue cleaveth to my jaws, and thou hast brought me into the dust of death. For dogs have compassed me. The assembly of the wicked have enclosed me. They pierced my hands and my feet. I may tell all my bones. They look and stare upon me. They part my garments among them and cast lots upon my vesture. But be not thou far from me, O Lord. O my strength, haste thee to help me. Deliver my soul from the sword, my darling from the power of the dog. Save me from the lion's mouth, for thou hast heard me from the horns of the unicorns. I will declare thy name unto my brethren. In the midst of the congregation will I praise thee. Ye that fear the Lord, praise him. All ye the seed of Jacob, glorify him, and fear him, all ye the seed of Israel. For he hath not despised nor abhorred the affliction of the afflicted, neither hath he hid his face from him, but when he cried unto him, he heard. My praise shall be of thee in the great congregation. I will pay my vows before them that fear him. The meek shall eat and be satisfied. They shall praise the Lord that seek him. Your heart shall live forever. All the ends of the world shall remember and turn unto the Lord, and all the kindreds of the nations shall worship before thee. For the kingdom is the Lord's, and he is the governor among the nations. All they that be fat upon earth shall eat and worship. All they that go down to the dust shall bow before him, and none can keep alive his own soul. A seed shall serve him. It shall be accounted to the Lord for a generation. They shall come and shall declare his righteousness unto a people that shall be born, that he hath done this, 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 done this.
Done this. Kolo Allah, Rastafari calling him Jah, Jah, Jah.
Yeah, yeah.
Psalm 22.
Mizmor kaf bet lam natseah al ayelet ha-shahar mizmor le David. Le David. Le David. Le David. Le David. Le David. Eli, Eli, Eli.
My God, my God, my God, my God, my God.
Eli, 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 Eli.
Why hast thou forsaken me?
Why hast thou forsaken me?
Lamma azabtani.
Azabtani. Azabtani. Azabtani. Azabtani.
Why art thou so far from helping me and from the words of my roaring? O my God, I cry in the daytime, but thou hearest not, and in the night season, and am not silent. But thou art holy,
thou art holy, thou art holy.
Ve'atta kadosh.
O thou that inhabitest the praises of Israel,
of Israel, of Israel, of Israel, of Israel.
Yoshev tehillot Yisrael.
Yisrael, 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 Yisrael.
Ah, Yisrael, here. Today's song, Mizmor Kaf Beit. Mizmor Kaf Beit. Psalm 22. Psalm XXII. Mizmor Kaf Beit. Some say Kaf Beit, and I say Mizmor Kaf Beit. Lanatzeach. Al Ayelet Hashahar, for the leader, upon Ayelet Hashahar, for the leader, for the chief musician, Lamnatzeach, Al Ayelet, upon Ayelet Hashahar. Here, 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 opening verse of today's daily psalm. Here, the superscription for the leader, for the chief musician, Lamnatzeach, upon Ayelet HaShachar, Al Ayelet HaShachar. The word Ayelet, hind, Ayelet, anglicized as Ayelet, Hebraically Ayelet, hind, is to be taken in the same sense as Ayalot, Ayalot. Here, 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 in Habakkuk, Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 19. God, the Lord, is my strength, and he made my feet like hinds, Ayalot, feet, letting me walk upon Bamotai. Hear, 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 Habakkuk 3:19. Habakkuk Hanabi, Habakkuk the prophet. Yehoweh Adonai Cheli, Wayasem raglai ka ayalot wi al bamotai yadarekeini Lanatseyach, Bi Niginotai, God, Yehovah, the Lord, Adonai, is my strength. Cheli, Cheli, my strength. Yehovah, Adonai, Cheli, he who be, who he be, Adonai, is my strength, my strength. Cheli, Yehovah, Adonai, Cheli, Vayasem raglai, kayelot, and he maketh my feet like hinds' feet. Vayasem raglai, kayelot, and he maketh me to walk upon my high places with al bamotai yadrekeini, and he maketh me to walk, to trod up on bamotai, bamotai, my high places with al bamotai yadrekeini. Lamateach be niginotai, for the leader, for the chief musician. Lamateach be niginotai, binginotai, be niginotai, with my string music. And here a midrash, midrash note here, midrash Tehillim, here the midrash on Psalm 22 on Mizmor Kaf Beit. Here bamotai, bamotai, bamotai is rendered my high places, my high places, bamotai, in Habakkuk HaNavi, in Habakkuk the prophet, Habakkuk chapter 3 verse 19. Yehovah Adonai Cheli Vayasem Raglai Kayalot with Allah Bamotai Yadarekein Lamnatseyah Bi Niginotai. He who be, who he be, Adonai, Adonai is my strength. Adonai Cheli, 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 Adonai Cheli Vayasem Raglai. He maketh my feet ka'ayalot, like hinds' feet, with al bamotai yadrekeini, and he maketh I to walk, to trod up on my high places, bamotai, like hinds' feet, ka'ayalot. Hinds feet. These animals were noted and are noted, the hinds feet. Vayasem, vayasem raglai, making my feet kayalot, like the ayalot, hinds feet. These animals noted for their swiftness, their fleetness. Here, the comparison may indicate the freshness of life, the power and the confidence, the eyefidence, the godfidence in action that are felt to be drawn from he who be, who he be, Adonai, Adonai, Cheli, Cheli, Haile, Haile, Adonai. Rav Pinchas, Pinchas Phineas said, Scripture does not say here, quote, like stag's feet, end quote. Scripture does not say here, quote, like stag's feet, end quote, but like hinds' feet. Because the feet of the female deer are surer than the feet of the male. Why? Because the feet of the female deer are surer than the feet of the male. What is meant by Bamotai? What is meant by Bamotai? As in Greek, Beimata, Bamotai means, quote, upon the balls of my feet, end quote. And here, Midrash note. It would seem simpler to take Beima, in its ordinary meaning, which is pedestal or rostrum, and to retain the original, Ya Amedeni, instead of considering it a misreading of the biblical Yad Rekeni, as does Buber. Now, the translation would then be, upon Bamotai, he will cause I to stand up on Bamotai, my high places. Upon Bamotai, he will cause I to stand. What is the meaning of Bamotai? Upon my rostrums. The retention of, quote, to stand is supported also by what is said further on about each Israelite placing his foot upon the neck of a dead Mitzri, a dead Egyptian, in symbol of victory, in symbol of Yeshua, in symbol of victory. Letting me walk, making I walk, Yad Rikeni, making I trod, Yad Rikeni. This is an allusion to my walking, I trodding upon Ha Mitzrim, the Egyptians, the Chemites. When the Mitzrim, the Egyptians, the Chemites sank in the sea, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, made a sign to the sea, and it cast them up on dry land, and the Bnei Yisrael and the sons of Israel saw them dead, as is said, when the morning appeared, Israel saw the Egyptians dead upon the seashore. Shemot, Exodus chapter 14, verse 27c and verse 30b. Vayet Moshe et yado al hayam, vayashava hayama lifnota boker le eitano u mitraima nasima likarato. Vaya na'er Yahweh eta mitraima betok hayam. And Moses stretched forth his hand over the sea. Vayeta Moshe et yado al hayam, and the sea returned to its strength when the morning appeared. Vayashaba hayama lifnota boker eitan, and the Egyptians fled against it. O Mitzrayim nasim likato, and he who be the Yahweh overthrew the Egyptians in the midst of the sea. Vaya na'er Yahweh et Mitzrayim betok hayam, when the morning appeared. Lifnot boker. Vayar Yisrael et Mitzrayim met Al Sifat Hayam. And Israel saw the Egyptians dead upon the seashore. Wayar Yisrael et Mitzrayim Meit Al Sifat Hayam. What did the Bnei Yisrael do to them? Each man in Yisrael took his dog and went down and placed his foot upon an Egyptian's neck and said to his dog, quote, eat of this hand that used me as a slave. Eat of this hand that used me, that used I as a slave. Eat of these bowels that had no mercy on me, that had no mercy on I. You can prove for yourself that this actually happened. For of Ha Mitzrayim, of the Egyptians, of the Chemites, it is written, the Lord said, I will bring them back, that thy foot may wade through blood, that the tongue of thy dogs may have its portion from thine enemies. Hear, hear, hear. Psalm 68, Hebraically, the 23rd to the 24th verse. Amar Adonai mi bashana ashiv ashiv mi emez ulot yam lima'an tia mechata ragleka b'dam lishona ke'laveka meya oivim mi enehu. Adonai, Adonai said, Amar Adonai, I will bring back from Bashan, me Bashan Ashiv, I will bring them back from the depths of the sea. Ashiv, me Mitzulot Yam, that thy foot may wade through blood. Lit ma'ana tia mechata ragleka bitam, that the tongue of thy dogs lishona kutlaveka may have its portion from thine enemies. May oibi minehu. Amar Adonai mi bashan ashiv ashiv amim lot yam lima'ana tia mechata ragleka b'dam lishona ke laveka me oibima minehu. Whereupon the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children, the Israelites said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Holy One, to the Sanctified, the Set Apart, to the Isle One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He. From of old, Thou, the I didst perform all such miracles for us, for I and I. Indeed, we, I and I, are not ingrates. But what else can we do except sing the I songs and praises, sing the I songs and Isis. Then sang Moses and the children of Israel this song to the Lord. Shemot, Exodus, chapter 15, verse 1. As Yashir Moshe uvnei Yisrael et hashira hazot layahuah. Then sang Moses, Moshe, and the Bnei Yisrael this song to Yahweh, to Jehovah. Az Yashir Moshe uvnei Yisrael et hashira hazot layahuah. So Lamnatzeach al ayelot, ayelet. Lamnatzeach al ayelet hashahar, for the leader upon Ayelet Hashahar Lamnat Eyah Al Ayelet Hashahar for the chief musician, for the leader upon Ayelet Hashahar, the hind of the dawn. Ayelet Hashahar means upon the rising of the sun, a song. Upon Ayelet Hashahar, the hind of the dawn, this means upon the rising of the sun, a song. A different comment, Al Ayelet, upon Ayelet, hind. When read as the plural, Ayelot may be taken as referring to two women, likened to hinds, to Deborah and to Esther, to Deborah and to Hester. To Deborah, who came from the tribe of Naphtali, Yaakov meant her when he said, Naphtali is a hind let loose. Bereshit, Genesis, Genesis chapter 49, verse 21. Jacob, Yaakov, meant her, meant Deborah, meant Deborah, when he said, Naphtali is a hind let loose. Naphtali, Ayala, Shit. Lucha, Naphtali is a hind let loose. Naphtali, Ayala, Shilucha. And to Aster, and to Esther, who is also likened to a hind. In this psalm, in this Mizmor, Mizmor Kaf Beit, however, the hind of the morning, Ayelet Hashahar, refers to Aster, refers to Esther. Eli, Eli, Lama Ezavtani, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Why has the eye forsaken I? Eli, Eli, Lama, Zabdani. Here, Mizmor, Kaf Beit. Here, the Beit verse, Hebraically the second verse, Psalm 22, Hebraically verse 2. My God, Eli, Eli, why, Lama, hast thou forsaken me? Thou forsaken I? Izabatani. Eli, Eli, Lama, Izabatani. These words are to be considered in regard to the verse, even the verse from Ishayahu, Isaias, Isaiah chapter 10, verse 17, that reads, the light of Israel shall be for a fire, and his Holy One for a flame, and it shall burn and devour his thorns and his briars in one day. V'haya or Yisrael le'esh, ua kedosho le'elhava, ua va'irah v'achla shito, ua shemiro b'yom echad. And the light of Israel, of Yisrael, shall be for a fire, with haya or Yisrael le'esh, and his Holy One, or kedosho, for a flame, le'lehaba, and it shall burn, or ba'irah, and devour. We akla. his thorns, Shitoh and his briars, Ua Shemiro, in one day, Biyom Echad, Wahaya Or Yisrael Le'esh, Ua Kedosho Le'le Hava, Ua Ba'era Weakla Shito Ua Shemiro Biyom Echad. The light of Israel means Hezekiah. Or Israel means Yechezkiyahu, his holy one. Kedosho means Yishayahu, means Isaiah, and it shall burn. Ba'era means that Sennacherib shall burn and devour his thorns and his briars, eat up his thorns and his briars with akla shito ua shemiro. This means that Sennacherib's host, his army, shall be devoured, shall be eaten up. Thus, when Sennacherib moved upon Yerushalayim, Jerusalem, Yishayahu, Isaiah, and Yechezkiyahu, Hezekiah sat in Hahekav in the temple, and from between the two of them came forth a fire, an ash, that devoured Sennacherib and his host and his armies. And here a midrash note on the Or Yisrael, the light of Israel, meaning Yechezkiyahu, Hezekiah. Here a midrash note, like Astir, Esther, Yechezkiyahu, Hezekiah is described as casting himself completely upon Ha'el, 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 Ha'elohim, the true good, the true God's mercy. Or the Or Yisrael, the light of Israel, means Mordecai, his holy one. Kedosho means Astir, Esther, and it shall burn and devour his thorns and his briars. Ua Ba'era We'akla Shito Ua Shemiro. This means that Haman and his sons shall be devoured, shall be eaten up. Our masters said Haman had 100 sons, 10 of whom were slain, 10 hanged, 10 dismembered and thrown to dogs, and the remaining 70 went begging for 12 months, for 12 moons, from door to door, and at the end were also slain. How then shall one interpret, it shall burn and devour his thorns and his briars in one day? How shall one interpret Ua Ba'era with Akla Shito Ua Shemiro Biyom Echad? How shall one interpret this? In this way, as a man measures, so is he measured. As a man measures, so is he measured. As Haman made a decree, according to Esther chapter 3, verse 13, to destroy, to slay, and to cause to perish all Jews. Le Hashmid, La Herog, Ua Le Abed, et kol hay yehudim to destroy, le hashmid to slay, la herog and to cause to perish, ua le abed all Jews, et kol hay yehudim, all the Yehudi, et kol hay yehudim. So it was decreed against him and his, it shall burn and devour his thorns and his briars. Ua ba'era we'akla shito ua shemiro. A different comment on the light of Israel shall be for a fire. With Haya or Yisrael le'esh. This refers to Astir, to Esther, who shone like the light of the morning for Israel, for Yisrael. But is not light the same as fire, and fire the same as light? The verse here, it implies, however, that HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be he, said, I shall make the day have two faces, a face of light for Amo Yisrael, the people of Israel, and a face of Choshek, of darkness, of disillumination, for HaGoyim, for the Goye HaAret, for the nations of the earth, of whom Scripture says, even in Amos chapter 5, verse 18, woe to you that desire the day of the Lord. Wherefore would you all have the day of the Lord? It is darkness and not light. Hoi hamitarim et yom Yahuwah. Lama ze lachem yom Yahuwah? U choshek the lo or woe to you that desire the day of Jah over the day of he who be, we be. Hoi hamitarim et yom Yahuwah. Wherefore, lamaze, wherefore, lamaze lachem, yom Yahuwah, wherefore would ye, would y'all have the day of Chah over? Hu choshek, it is darkness. Hu choshek, with lo or, and not light. Hoi hamitawim et yom Yahuwah. Lama ze lachem yom Yahuwah? Hu choshek with lo or. In this world's use, when a man lights a lamp in his parlor, can he possibly say, quote, such and such a man who is my friend is free to use the light of the lamp, but my foe is not free to use the light of the lamp? The truth is that all men alike can use the light of a lamp, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but the Holy One, blessed be He, does things differently. Though all men alike can make use of light in this world, and Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Ha'el Elohim, gives choshek, darkness, to all alike in this world, Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Ha'el Elohim, in the time to come, Hazman al-Labo will say only to Yisrael, will say only to Israel, arise, shine, for thy light is come. Darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the peoples, but upon thee upon thee the Lord will arise. Yeshayahu, Isaiah, chapter 60, verse 2. Umi, ori, kiva, orek, ukvodiyo, alaik, zarach. Ki, ne, ha, choshek, yikaseh, eret, va, erasel, alum, vi, alaik, Yizrach Yahua Ukavodo Alaik Yarae. Arise Umi Ori Kiba Orek. Shine, for thy light is come. Hear, hear, hear. He will be speaking to she. Kumi Ori Kiba Orek. Arise, shine, for thy light is come. Ukavod Yahuwah Alaik Zarach, and the glory of Jehovah. Ukavod Yahuwah, Ukavod Yahuwah, Ukavod, and the glory Yahuwah of He who be, we be of Jehovah. Alaik Zarach is risen up on thee. I speaking to she. Ki ne, for behold. Ki ne, ha choshek, darkness. Yikaseh eret, shall cover the eret, the earthly plain. Wa erasel le'umim, and gross darkness. Wa erasel, and the erasel, gross, thick darkness. Wa erasel le'umim, the peoples. We alaik Yizrach Yahuwah, but up on thee I, speaking to she, he who be who he be, will arise. We alaik Yizrach Yahuwah. U kvodo alaik Yarae, and his glory. U kvodo, and his kvod, his kvod, his glory shall be seen up on thee. Alaik Yarae, U kvodo alaik Yarae. Umi ori kiba orek, U kvod Yahuwah alaik Zarach. Kihine ha chosheka yikaseh eret, wa erasel leumim. We alaik Yizrach Yahuwah, U kvodo alaik Yarae. Rav Hanina also said, the words, even the words in Psalm 145 and 9, the Lord is good to all. Tovi Yahuwah lakol. He who be who he be, Jehovah, is good to all. Tovi Yahuwah lakol. Tov Yahuwah lakol. He who be who he be, good. He who be who he be, Tov Yahuwah lakol. Lakol. To all. This means that Yahuwah, that Jehovah, he who be, we be, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, is good, is Tov, Tawab, Tov, to all, only in this world. But it is said of the Olam Haba, the world to come, in the Hazaman, Zaman Labo, in the time, in the Iowa to come. Do good, O Lord, to those that are good, and to them that are upright in their hearts. Hear, hear, hear. Psalm 125, verse 4. Hey, Tivah Yahuwah La Tovim Vili Sharim Vili Botam. Do good. Hey, Tivah. Hey, Tivah Yahuwah. Oh, he who be, who he be, La Tovim, to the Tovim, to the good. Hey, Tivah Yahuwah, La Tovim, do good, O Jehovah, to the good. Wilisharim, Bilibotam, and to them that are upright, Wilisharim. Are upright, Lisharim, Wilisharim, in their hearts, Bilibotam. Hey, Tivah Yahuwah Latovim, Wilisharim, Bilibotam. Even so, Mordecai and Esther were a darkness for the Gentiles, for Hagoyim, but for HaYehudim, for the Yehudi, for the Jews, they were a light, a illumination. For it is said, on account of Mordecai and Esther, according to Esther chapter 8, verse 16, HaYehudim, the Yehudi, the Jews, had light and gladness and joy and honor. LaYehudim hayta ora v'simcha v'sasona v'ikar, and the Yehudi, and for the Yehudi, LaYehudim, LaYehudim hayta ora v'simcha, and for the Yehudi, for the black Jews of Persia, LaYehudim hayta ora, light, v'simcha, v'simcha, simcha, and gladness, v'sason, and sason, joy, sason. We car, and ye car, and on. La Yehudim, hayta ora, we simcha, we sasona, we car. Why is Esther, Esther, called Hadassah? Esther means Esther, the hidden one, Esther, the hidden one, for she remained hidden fast in her chambers. And here, Midrash note, a play on the words, the Hebraic words, Esther, Esther in Hebrew, Esther, and Satar, Satar in Hebrew, Satar. Hide and retire. Hear, hear, hear. A Hebraicism, a play on the words and the name, the Hebrew name, Esther, 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 and Satar, Satar, Hebraically meaning to hide and retire. But she came forth into the world when there was need of her, when there was need of her to give light or to Yisrael. As for her name, Hadassah, of that it is written, even in Esther, Esther chapter 2, verse 7, Mordecai brought up Hadassah, Myrtle, Hadassah, meaning myrtle. Hear, hear, hear. Esther chapter 2, verse 7. Vayhi, Omein, Eta Hadassa, He, Esther, and He brought up Hadassa. That is Esther. Vayhi, Omein, Eta Hadassa, He, Esther. And here the Hebrew word Omein, Omein, to bring up, even as a foster parent. Vayhi Omein Eta Hadassa, He, Esther. Vayhi Omein, and He brought up Et Hadassa, 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 He, She, He, Esther, He, Esther, that is, or she is, Esther. Vayhi Omein Et Hadassa, He, Esther. Hadassa meaning myrtle. It was given to her because of her righteousness. Mordecai too was called Hadas, Hadas, or myrtle. This being a name for righteous men, as in the verse, even the verse from Zechariah chapter 1 verse 8, I saw a man riding upon a red horse, and he stood among the myrtle trees. Aiti halayla Wehine Isha Rokeva Al Susa Adom Vihua Omeda Baina Hahidasim Asher Bamitzula Veachrayo Wasusima Edumima Serukima Uale Vanim. I saw in the night, Aiti Halaila, and behold, Wehine a man, Ish, Wehine Ish, riding upon a red horse, Wehine Isha Rokeva Al Susa Adom, and he stood among the myrtle trees that were in the bottom. Wehu Omed Baina Hahidasim Asher Bamitzulah. And behind him there were horses. Weachrayo Asusim. Red, sorrel, and white. Edumim, Serukim, Uale Banim. I saw a man riding upon a red horse, and he stood among the myrtle trees. Aiti Ish Rokev Al Sus Adon Wuhu Omed Bain Ha Hadassim. Like a myrtle tree, Hadas, whose odor is good and whose taste is bitter, so Mordecai and Esther and Esther were a light to Yisrael, to Israel, and Choshek, and darkness to the peoples of the earth, of the earthly plain. Do not wonder at this, for of Mitzrayim, of Egypt, of Kemet. One verse reads, according to Shemot, Exodus chapter 10, verse 22, there was a darkness in all the land of Egypt 3 days. Shemot, Exodus chapter 10, verse 22. verse 22. Vayehi Hosheka Efela Bikola Eretza Mitzrayi Shilosheta Yamin. And there was a thick darkness in all the land of Mitzrayim, all the land of Egypt, all the land of Kemet, 3 days. Vayehi Hosheka Efela Bikol Eretz Mitzrayim Shloshet Yamin. One verse reads as such, and the next verse says, but all the children of Israel had light in their dwellings. Even here in Shemot, in Exodus chapter 10, verse 23. Ulechol b'nei Yisrael haya or b'moshevotam. But all the b'nei Yisrael, the sons, the children, the Israelites had light, illumination in their dwellings. Ulekol b'nei Yisrael haya or b'moshepotam. And so Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Ha'el, Ha'elohim, says to Amo Yisrael, to the people of Israel, even as I have done in this world, so will I do in the Olam Haba, in the world to come. For it is said, even in Yeshayahu, in Esaias, Isaiah chapter 60, verse 2, behold, darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the peoples. But upon thee, upon the eye, the Lord will arise, and his glory shall be seen upon thee, seen upon the eye, seen. Ki hine ha chosheka yikaseh eretza wa erafela le'um we alayka yizrah yahua u kovodo alayk yara'eh. For behold, ki hine ha chosheka, darkness, ha choshek, yikaseh eretz, shall cover the earth, the earthly plain, wa erafel le'umim, and gross darkness, and erafel, the umim, the peoples, wa erafel le'umim, we alayik yizrach Yahuwah, but up on the eye, he who be, we be, Jehovah will arise, Uakabodo, and his glory, Alayik, upon the eye, speaking to she, speaking to the corpus soul of Yisrael, we, Alayik, Yizrach, Yahuwah, Uakabodo, Alayik, Yara'eh, and his glory shall be seen upon thee, upon the eye. His glory shall be seen, seen.
Why hast thou forsaken me? Why art thou so far from helping me and from the words of my roaring? O my God, I cry in the daytime, but thou hearest not, and in the night season, and am not silent. But thou art holy, O thou that inhabitest the praises of Israel. Our fathers trusted in thee. They trusted, and thou didst deliver them. They cried unto thee and were delivered. They trusted in thee and were not confounded. But I am a worm and no man, a reproach of men, and despised of the people. All they that see me laugh me to scorn. They shoot out the lip, they shake the head, saying, He trusted on the Lord that he would deliver him. Let him deliver him, seeing he delighted in him. But thou art he that took me out of the womb. Thou didst make me hope when I was upon my mother's breasts. I was cast upon thee from the womb. Thou art my God from my mother's belly. Be not far from me, for trouble is near, for there is none to help. Many bulls have compassed me. Strong bulls of Bashan have beset me round. They gaped upon me with their mouths as a ravening and a roaring lion. I am poured out like water, and all my bones are out of joint. My heart is like wax. It is melted in the midst of my bowels. My strength is dried up like a potsherd, and my tongue cleaveth to my jaws, and thou hast brought me into the dust of death. For dogs have compassed me. The assembly of the wicked have enclosed me. They pierced my hands and my feet. I may tell all my bones. They look and stare upon me. They part my garments among them and cast lots upon my vesture. But be not thou far from me, O Lord. O my strength, haste thee to help me. Deliver my soul from the sword, my darling from the power of the dog. Save me from the lion's mouth, for thou hast heard me from the horns of the unicorns. I will declare thy name unto my brethren. In the midst of the congregation will I praise thee. Ye that fear the Lord, praise him. All ye the seed of Jacob, glorify him. And fear him, all ye the seed of Israel. For he hath not despised nor abhorred the affliction of the afflicted, neither hath he hid his face from him, but when he cried unto him, he heard. My praise shall be of thee in the great congregation. I will pay my vows before them that fear him. The meek shall eat and be satisfied. They shall praise the Lord that seek him. Your heart shall live forever. All the ends of the world shall remember and turn unto the Lord, and all the kindreds of the nations shall worship before thee. For the kingdom is the Lord's, and he is the governor among the nations. All they that be fat upon earth shall eat and worship. All they that go down to the dust shall bow before him. And none can keep alive his own soul. A seed shall serve him. It shall be accounted to the Lord for a generation. They shall come and shall declare his righteousness unto a people that shall be born, that he hath done this.